Happy Friday. It's May 24th, 2019. You are listening to the Grow Great Daily Brief number 213, creating a culture intent on delivering customer happiness. My name is Randy Cantrell. I forgot my name there for a minute. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. It's Friday, kids. We've made it. Man alive. What a week. What a week. It's been stormy here in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. But it's that time of year. Welcome to Tornado Alley. The website is growgreat.com. Let's wrap up this week's theme on customer happiness with some discussion on creating a culture that is intent on delivering it. It's not overly complicated, but making the decision can be. I'm going to jump right in and tell you why a fanatical customer happiness culture is hard. You ready? It's one word. Math. That's it. That's right. Math. Math gets in the way. More specifically, it's about business owners and top leaders and the way they view money. Now, there's your math. This week, I had two different encounters that robbed me of about 4 hours. Well, really more than that. If you count the angst, companies that open their doors every day without any regard to customer happiness. And it happens every single day. They just start another day running uphill in the battle for customer satisfaction. It baffles me. It honestly baffles me. Forget happiness. They're not even on square one towards satisfaction. Happiness, customer happiness, their customer happiness, that's many solar systems away from where they are. After running into a brick wall on a technical issue with a particular vendor, I attempted to solve this problem for myself, something that I'm usually able to do rather quickly. If I cannot do it quickly, that's when I go to support. I'm not that guy who's going to send up a flare when, you know, an easy search of a website or support or help directory, whatever the archives are, their library, or a Google search could work. Okay, well, it didn't work. I contact support, and I am quickly informed that what I want to do is not possible. Okay. I don't think that's right, so I push back ever so slightly. Nope, not possible. All right, end that call. I decide on a lark. Yeah, I'm going to reach back out again, hoping I get somebody different. Well, knowing I'm going to get somebody different, and I do. And I ask the same question. She says, let me check. All right. Nothing. She goes dark. This is all through chat. She goes dark. She never returns. I can't get her back online. She just completely disappeared. And after some period of time, the chat goes dark because, well, we're no longer available. We'll contact you tomorrow. I'm like, well, okay. They've just all gone into the Bermuda Triangle of sucky customer service. Now, this goes on for a bit, and I'm now going to Google like a fiend. And somewhere along the way, buried deep in the search, I find a page. Well, this page answers all of my questions. And I had done a search at the company's website, did not find this page. But this page happened to be produced by this same company. It was on their website addressing my issue and confirming that my technical issue could be solved. For support people, no knowledge of the issue. No knowledge of their own company's website content about it. Here I am, brand new to them. Well, I'm fooling with them on behalf of a friend. And so I find it. I'm a few hours experience with their organization, but I'm the customer. Well, kind of, sort of. So I had a much bigger interest in solving my problem than they evidently did. And here it was, the problem staring at me once again. The same problem with pathetic customer service that we all experience. Leadership sucks. That's right. Leadership sucks. Top-level leaders, including their CEO and founder, do not have a customer happiness focus. Because if they did, my experience would have been vastly different. Here's why it's a math problem. It's a money problem. Making customers happy costs money, sometimes lots of money. And that means reduced profits. It means reduced sales. Or does it? Some leaders aren't good with customer happiness math. Instead, they practiced the hard math that school taught them, or numbers that the VC community knows by heart. But math is alive. It's alive and well in the real world, and behind the math, human beings. When you're trying to create the next startup unicorn, that's a company that hits the billion-dollar mark, you don't always focus on Randy, the customer. It just doesn't seem to scale, right? Or does it? Last year, Skybell Video Doorbell founder Andrew Thomas, he is a columnist over at Inc. magazine. I rather enjoy some of his work, but this particular article caught my eye as a fanatic of customer happiness. And the article was entitled, "The Secret Ratio That Proves Why Customer Reviews Are So Important." Here's what he writes. Here's the ratio. It takes roughly 40 positive customer experiences to undo the damage of a single negative review. Mr. Thomas writes, a customer who has a negative experience is highly likely to share that experience by leaving a bad review. A customer who has a positive experience, on the other hand, is unlikely to leave a good review. Well, the bar is high. It's absolutely high, and it's getting higher all the time, but every CEO and business owner has got to clear that bar if they want to build a company with a reputation for customer happiness. That's the rub. Many, perhaps most, don't. They don't clear the bar. Many aren't even trying to clear the bar. They would rather pursue a financially successful company, and they lack the vision to see and to understand that that goal is not contradictory with a customer happiness goal. A culture intent on delivering customer happiness understands the seemingly hidden math that works in favor of companies who delight customers. Mr. Thomas knows. He says so in the article. Here's what he writes. There's only one solution. If a single bad review can undo the value of 40 good customer experiences, then the best solution is to focus on customer satisfaction. If it isn't already, customer happiness should be just as important to your business as the product or service itself. Well, amen and amen. It starts at the top. It's why you, the company leader, the owner, you must fully understand how important it is for you to dazzle every single customer. Every single customer, as much as possible. You know what I could do? I could parachute into your company and I could spend less than a few hours talking to your people and I could unearth how serious you are about customer happiness. Yes, I could. You know I could. Your team members will readily relay to me what's important to you. I don't know. Maybe it's sales. Maybe it's efficiency. Maybe it's profit margins. Maybe it's customer happiness. But they would tell me. And it would be based on what they hear from you on a regular basis. It will be based on what sets you off. It will be based on what does not set you off. Your company listens to what you say. They listen to how you say it. They listen to what you don't say as well. Your company watches what you do and whether that fits what you say. They know where you invest capital. They know where you refuse to invest capital. They know where the bodies are buried, and they know where the bodies ought to be buried that aren't. Yeah, the dead workers that roam around your place doing nothing. They do what they have to do. Your employees do what they have to do to keep their jobs. And if they're able to keep their jobs, even get promoted without any focus on the customer, then they're doing what's most important to you. And it ain't customers. Or they'd be behaving differently. How do you create a customer happiness culture? You make it the priority of the company. You don't make it a priority when it pays handsomely. You make it the priority no matter what. People see how serious you are about it when they see your willingness to do whatever it takes to make something right for the customer. Yeah, but some customers are just unreasonable. I hear that a lot. Yeah, okay, they are. I get it. I've spent decades serving. I know. So, well, how do you make an unreasonable person happy? I don't know. Figure it out. They're not all unreasonable. Worst case scenario, you find some common ground to make them go away satisfied. Well, you know what I do? I send the most unreasonable people to my arch rival. I don't really have one these days, but I always kind of sort of had somebody in my hip pocket. You know, I'm just not able to help you. I'm sorry. Let's make this right. Let's do what we have to do. And then I would strongly suggest that you call, you know, ABC service provider, because I think they will be your very best option. Best case scenario, you convert them into somebody so loyal to you that they tell everybody they know how great you are. You exhaust yourself to win them over by doing the right thing. And let me emphasize that, the right thing. Because at the end of the day, it's your company and it's your self-respect. And it's the self-respect of everybody who works for you. When you commit to do the right thing, even for the jerks that you sometimes serve, then it makes serving all those great customers even easier and better. I'm a big believer in just do the right thing. Just be a good human, even if they're not. Your company culture must see how serious you are about all this. They have got to know, deeply know, and really truly understand how important this is to you and how uncompromising you're going to be about it. That means that you just refuse to negotiate it. You don't bend on this for any reason, for any amount. Here's the rub. It's a long-term play, and that's why it's hard. Many people lack the discipline to make the commitment because they mistakenly think that any commitment other than top-line revenue or to bottom-line profit, that's misguided. They fail to see the mathematical truth that making customers happy is like the magic of compounding interest. No, it may take time, but buddy, it keeps building momentum and momentum and momentum, and it keeps building revenues and profits all along the way. There's nothing, mark it down, there is nothing that trumps it. If you have got a ridiculously loyal and happy customer base, you got yourself a dynamite business. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. Let me end today by just telling you a little bit about the Peer Advantage by Bula Network. This is a new initiative that I am underway. Well, I'm close to getting it underway. You can find all the details at thepeeradvantage.com. This is a paid-for 7-member business owner group. I'm building two of these. I'm building two groups, and I'm mainly building two groups to try to accommodate various time zones. I want to make this super convenient, super easy. This is a way for you to surround yourself with other like-minded business owners, small business owners. And by small, I don't care so much about size. It can be $1 million, it could be $100 million, it could be way bigger. I don't care. I'm mostly interested in the small business owner who is close to the business, not interested in the guy on the 14th floor ivory tower. And if that's who you are and it's where you want to be, that's great. I'm happy for you. It's just not who I'm interested in being part of this initiative, of this group. So that's what I mean when I define that. Now, let me tell you, let me give you the Reader's Digest version of this real quickly as we end the week. This is not a networking or referral building group. It's a business building group comprised of small business owners who are determined to grow their business, their leadership, their lives. It is a paid-for peer advisory group opportunity for just 7 top-level business leaders, the number ones, the owners, to collaborate with one another, to help one another, connect with one another, with me serving as the chairman of these groups. That's 8 of us coming together with our collective insights, wisdom, experience, and perspectives. And I'm currently building 2 groups. I'm hoping to build kind of a morning group and then maybe an afternoon, early evening group. So that's the reason for 2. These are virtual groups that will meet online using video conferencing technology accessible on any device. We will meet twice a month for 2 hours with a hard start, hard stop, speed, convenience, consistency. That's 24 times a year for a total of 48 hours that we will spend together on the most important work that you'll ever do. 2 groups. Additional learning, by the way, on live or recorded webinars for members to attend and watch at their convenience. Lifelong learning. Fulfilling our lifelong curiosity, this is a common denominator that I have found in every business owner who achieves and seeks to achieve more. And we want to contribute to that by providing some learning and some insights on the hottest topics among our members So this is going to be completely driven, kind of an on-demand thing, based on the curiosity of the group. Want to learn something about something you don't quite know all about? Well, let me go find somebody, and let's produce some content that you can conveniently access. This is an invitation only. Process, it's not painful, it's not exhaustive, but it is intentional and it is purposeful. And so I'm accepting applications, and you can go to thepeeradvantage.com and you can click that apply now button and get on the way. Here's the bottom line. 2 hours every other week, hard start, hard stop time. It's 4 hours a month. Virtual meetings are online by way of a digital video conferencing platform. The on-demand digital learning, workshops, webinars, call them whatever you will, driven by the members' curiosity. A monthly hour-long one-on-one coaching session with me, and additional sessions are available at a greatly reduced price by the hour for members only. There's a $1,299 one-time enrollment fee. This is non-refundable. I want a commitment. Quarterly membership subscription is completely 100% money-back guaranteed. $2,697 per quarter. And if we get to close to the end of the first quarter and you're like, yeah, I don't think, I'll give you every dime of the $2,697 back. Lifetime price protection for charter members. For these initial 14 members, the price is never going to increase based on a continuous membership. So, 100% money-back guarantee. If you're unhappy at any point during the first 90 days, you can get a full refund on your membership subscription. I mean, come on. You just can't make it any easier, any more powerful. I intend for this to be the best investment you have ever made in yourself. I'm super committed to your happiness. You knew that, but let me reiterate it. I'm super committed to your happiness because my business philosophy is in place at all times. And my business philosophy is very simple. Always be honest, be competent, give more, make it right. There you have it. GrowGreat.com. That's the website. My name is Randy Cantrell. If you are interested in joining a peer advantage group, I would strongly encourage you to go check out all the details. There is no fine print, but it's all there at thepeeradvantage.com. And I hope you'll act today. I'm looking forward to getting the first group started here, coming up pretty quickly. So get in now, thepeeradvantage.com. Have a great Friday, have a great weekend, and Lord willing, I'll talk to you on Monday.